going on, everybody? It's Sife.
It's Gina.
And thank you for tuning in to another week with us on the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, episode 25. This will be the last episode we are going to record before we take a midsummer break.
Yeah.
We got to take a midsummer break. We got to get down. We got to get busy on certain things around here.
I know, we're slacking.
Yeah, we're not slacking. We just got to take some time out, especially with the fall coming up. We got to get the garden ready for that. There's a lot of different things we want to try this year. There's a lot of other things that's going on in our personal lives.
There's a lot of stuff we got to do.
Yep.
So, yep.
People are like, what? A midsummer break? Yes, a midsummer break. We could take a break too, motherfucker.
I got to harvest and do plants.
Yeah, we got to get seeds. Man, there's a whole lot. So if you guys want to keep up with this while we take a little brief hiatus, check us out on our Instagram page. That's where we're most active.
Yeah,
at our interracial _odd_couple_podcast.
Yeah.
On Instagram. And also at Black Man's Kitchen.
Not close, but close enough.
But if you guys want to keep up with us, if you want to reach out to us, we also present different stickers and questions and stuff that we do on our Instagram stories, you know, to interact with us and interact with you guys. We appreciate our new followers, too, that we keep getting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting people out there.
All fun.
It's all definitely fun.
Definitely cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see everybody's different walks of life,
mm-hmm.
gardening experiences, gardening failures. Welcome to the club. Yeah. Welcome to our club.
It's a fun one.
Hell yeah. That's part of the journey, though, because we had a message last week, and I came across a comment that somebody was just dumb because them hornworms just tore that shit up. And she was like, why am I even doing this anymore? I'm like, I'm so done. And I'm like, man, don't give up. That's part of the fucking journey.
Yeah.
That's the fun part. Hell yeah. Man. Do you know how many nights, speaking of which, last night Gina was going off so vehemently about something that's also something that we're going to focus on too during our brief hiatus. We're going to get Gina's Herbal Kitchen podcast popping too.
Yeah.
We definitely getting that popping. Mm-hmm. But she went off on a complete fucking rant that had me in tears. So just wait for that.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you do. And it had everything to do with the banana pepper plant. Had everything to do with that.
That little fucker.
See?
Jesus.
Don't save that content, baby. Save that content. Holy shit. I'm telling you, everybody, it was hilarious. Gina's got a lot to say. So be looking forward to Gina's Herbal Kitchen podcast because she's going to be herself. She's going to definitely open up more about herself. And she's going to talk about gardening and herbalism and apothecary in a way that a lot of y'all feel like y'all got to be professional and you got to be careful about what you say. That ain't what's going to happen.
I don't even know how to pronounce his names. I hooked on phonics shit.
Oh, here you go. I was raised on Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah. Big she's words to me don't mix.
She's been telling me that for 11 years. Hooked on Phonics. And the way she do spell some shit, I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, the last spelling bee I won was in the third grade, but it's still...
That's it. Hooked on Phonics.
And even I was like, wait a minute. What are you spelling right here?
Whatever I'm hearing.
Hopefully everybody's doing all right, by the way. Positive vibes, as always. And being
high and right.
Being high and right.
Yes.
Babe, what's been going on in your world, baby? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just...
No, it's been a lot.
You might have
it's been a lot.
Refresh my memory then.
What's happening, baby? Where you want to start?
Oh, who knows?
This is our mid-season break, so we got to talk about some juicy shit.
Oh, let's see. Juicy shit. Poppy had a dream. This time, he was at his funeral. I said, what?
Your 89-year-old grandpa had a dream that he was at his funeral?
He's like, it was my funeral. I said, it was.
Was he smiling about it when he was telling you, or is that you smiling?
He said, it was so big. And I was like, it was? And he's like, everybody was there. They were flying. All the military was flying. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Doesn't he understand that they're only going to play taps? My bad.
Right.
My bad.
So he says, but nobody was crying. I said, nobody's crying. He says, about one man, real big, big man. And I was like, what's that big John?
Who's big John?
We listen to...
I'm trying not to go down a dirty road with the big John. I'm trying not to go down that road, but...
let's see. We listen to music every day.
Country music.
You're right.
Yeah.
So,
some of that country music. Oh, play me some mountain music. Oh, whoa. See how songs be biting off each other?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Well, it's called Big Bag John.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Is this a racist song?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just... Big Bad John. What about
and
it?
And he's
what's the lyrics in it?
The Big John. Well, it's about a man... Mm-hmm.
Music talk.
Huge man. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was like, he's like big. Okay, so.
Thank you. I've heard those things too over the years. Don't you point at me and we.
So.
She trying to put me in check, y'all. Y'all don't see. Don't you start.
They work in mines. And so one day at the mines, there was an accident and Big John got everybody out and he ended up dying in there. So they closed up the mine shaft. And
was it like coal mine that collapsed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they closed up the mine shaft, and then they put a big old sign up there and it says, here lies big bad John. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's why I told Poppy. I said, was it big John? And he just looked at me. No. He said, and they dropped me. I said, what? He said, they dropped me. I said, they dropped the casket? He said, well, yeah.
No, oh my God.
I said, okay. I said, well, we'll make sure we have a lot of big Johns to carry it.
I'm trying to stay appropriate.
So, yeah, that's the story. That's
okay, so. What do you mean that's all you got? So, what made him dream about his funeral? Did you ask him?
Oh, no. He was just too happy to tell me the story.
Okay, Big Bad John was performed by Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
In 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, we can't play music, but, huh. Big yeah. Bad John, huh.
Mm-hmm.
So what there's else is going on?
There's a lot of good songs that we get to listen to. I mean, you'd be surprised. It's the same shit as today.
I mean, lyrics are going to be lyrics. There's only right? so many words you can use in the English language.
But then there's not. There's some that are, you know, yeah. like that one with the mama, or the mama went to the, what is it?
Mama told me not to come.
No.
Mama told me there'd be days like this. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Right. Where the mom, the school show came in, or the school sent her a letter, the PTA sent her a letter. Telling her that she's wearing her dresses too low.
Was that Reba McEntire?
No, I don't think
it was. Wasn't Reba McEntire. No. It was Dolly Parton.
Oh, Harper Valley PTA.
Was it Dolly Parton?
No, Jenny C. Riley.
Oh, okay.
It was hilarious.
I was thinking about all the country white women that so were sexy. Sorry. As I was like, well, let me think about it for a little bit. Yeah, that was a good song, though.
Yeah, it was hilarious. sitting in there. Well, he's drinking. And he ran off the high school or the secretary. And then what is somebody else? She's like, and if you go smell her breath, she's already been drinking.
Smell her breasts or breath?
I said breath.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
So that's a funny, it's a funny song. And then there's weird songs. Like, there's this Skip a Rope.
And it's, by who?
What's his name? Henson Cargill. Insane. I mean, it's like, it's about kids and parents. And it's saying, your kids pretty much know better. You know, they're watching you. So, it, I mean, and it's hilarious. I mean, it's just such a strange song. But Poppy goes and sings the right eye, Skip a Rope.
No. Oh, like, okay. If that's a, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Well, shit, y'all share that love of country music? That old school country.
I just love any music.
Period. Well, yeah, I know. We both do. If it sounds good, we'll listen to it. But you know me, how I analyze lyrics and stuff like that. And, but, yeah, if it sounds good, especially in my world, too, I turn that shit up. Mm-hmm. Brother's been looking at me crazy for years. Like, man, I was bumping Korn. I was bumping Linkin Park. Bumping all kinds of shit. They like, man, what the fuck? I mean, just listen, bro. Just listen to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yep.
Well, that's great that you get to share that love of country music with your grandfather.
Yeah, he.
But he needed, I mean, that clock radio that we had a hard time. No,
I turn it on every night, but he gets real sad. Oh, here I go. Sorry, I'm getting shit. Whoops. Not bad. He gets.
Why does he get sad about it? Because it's reminiscing back on the good old days?
No, he loves the music aspect of getting to hear music while he goes to sleep. Because I play it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Or I get yelled at.
By your grandmother?
And I prefer not to be yelled at.
By Big Mama?
So 15 minutes is it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, 20? I can't make it 20.
Oh, so that's why he's getting sad, because he wanted to keep on rolling.
He always does. But, no, he gets sad because he's like, it's not what he wants to listen to. It's not the old country. It's just all this new
rackety-rack
shit. And he's just...
Rackety-rack shit. Man, that sounds like our parents when they come to this hippity-hoppity. That's what my mom used to say. That's hippity-hoppity music. That Snoop Doggity-Doggy and all that shit. I'm like, Mom, you gotta relax. Speaking of which, they just had a battle this week. Snoop Dogg and DMX. Haven't checked it out yet, but we will.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. On the Versus. Yep. Mm-hmm. On the Versus.
That'd be nice to see.
What's our predictions, even though we haven't seen it yet? And I haven't read anybody's commentary on it or anybody's opinions on how it happened, on how it went down. Who do you think would win between a battle of DMX and Snoop Dogg? I already know who you're going to choose Snoop. Because the whole world knows that's your other husband.
Snoop.
Mm-hmm. You got the dogs going against each other. The dogs.
How are you?
Oh, Jesus. Is that what we're doing?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
No, that's what you just did. What do you mean, no?
I was just saying hi.
Uh-huh. I'll have some highs coming after our break.
Yay.
Oh, shit, baby. What else been going on in the world?
Oh, you said who would you pick?
Who would I pick? To say hi to? No. Right now? Let me think.
No.
That list is a long list of women bad. What?
I said, who would you pick between the two?
Oh. Jesus. Oh, damn.
We know what you're thinking.
If I were to choose between DMX and Snoop Dogg, and not in that light, as far as music, I think it's an unfair battle. And the reason why I say it's unfair, I love both the artists.
Mm-hmm.
Love both of the artists. But Snoop's catalog, goes back way, not much further than DMX's, but Snoop is still more active than DMX too.
I don't know. I think Snoop can fly. I thought you was asking me
how I was feeling about
it. I'm going along the line with you.
But I wasn't done with, as far as, you know.
I'm going along the lines with you. All
right.
Saying Snoop's mouth is just so runnity.
Runnity? What are you talking about?
Runs a lot. So, I mean, I just don't see how he can't just fly something off of his dome.
Huh?
For the battle. We're not doing that battle?
Listen, you ain't gonna sit here and talk subliminally to Snoop on our podcast. That's not happening, all right?
Okay.
Think you slick. Come on. No, but DMX also got some powerful fucking songs. He's got hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
And Snoop does too. I mean, Snoop's catalog goes back so long and over the span of so many years too.
Mm-hmm.
Over the span of, he's one of those household names that even your grandmother knows who Snoop is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so crazy. Like, yeah. This motherfucker has come up with different avenues to stay relevant after all these years, and that shit is super dope.
Yes, he has.
But they both got some jams, but my prediction will be, and the way the Versus setup has been, is doing 20 songs a piece. If I were to guess, I would say between each round, Snoop would probably win. Man, I hate to say this, but not by a landslide, but he will win definitively. That's what I'm thinking. Because it's already taken place. It happened Wednesday night.
Oh, where were we?
Shit, life. Why would you do this on a Wednesday night?
Right.
I mean, I understand people are out there quarantined and stuff like that, and everybody's back in phase one or phase four, whatever phase you call it in your county, your city, your state. But I think Snoop would win probably, fuck, man, 14-6. Which is, I mean, that sounds disrespectful, but we're talking about Snoop's catalog, man. Like, it's Snoop's catalog. And DMX, he got joints. You know, I love, man, come on. What did I tell you I used to play at work years ago, first thing in the morning when I was allowed to have a stereo system at work? Yeah, I might be revealing my age a little bit, but every morning, whoa, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Every morning I will blare that in the white boys' heads. One, two, meet me outside, meet me outside. Man, DMX got them hits, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Drop. Look, don't dance if you ain't gonna sing along. Man, but Snoop got them joints.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doug.
Man, they both, but respect to both of them for even doing it. Because that's pretty dope. That's pretty awesome, man.
It'll be fun to see. When are we gonna see that? Like next week?
We'll watch it over the weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's already done.
I know.
Yeah, it was already done. So we'll check it out over the weekend and see what happened. If you want to hear what we think about it, maybe we'll talk about it on our Instagram page.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
And what was your idea?
I don't fucking know.
Okay. Then why are you giving me that? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I want to watch Snoop right now. Can we end this podcast?
Well, yeah.
Let's see. Mm. No. One thing that I brought up a couple of weeks ago on our podcast, back in episode 23, it's either episode 22 or 23, that I said, fellas, to protect your women and your daughters. I know this is a weird transition, but we are crunched for time. Fellas, protect your women and your daughters, man. Are you going to chime in?
Oh, I was letting you tap the floor. Jesus. Wait, you want the floor and then you don't want the floor.
No, I thought we're having a conversation on the podcast.
I thought you were having a conversation.
No, it was myself. Okay, no, we're not doing that shit. I do that every other week. Not today. But there's been, you know, with the Jeffrey Epstein things that has been going on and stuff coming out with that and Miss Maxwell and all that bullshit that's going on. Wayfair, that's another prevalent thing that's been going on. Fam, I'm not going to buy a rug that's $20,000. Like, come on, man. If you don't see through the bullshit and in between the lines of that, I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with conspiracy. That's some weird bullshit with human sex trafficking and stuff like that. That's some weird shit.
It's been going on for a minute. So the sad thing is these families are going to the police and they're asking for their help. And a lot of the police are just pushing them away, saying, oh, no, they just ran away. Oh, no, they're not. They'll be back.
I have a theory on why that is. And that ain't even a theory. It should be common sense and common knowledge to people. The police are paid for. They're paid for. If somebody disappears, somebody disappears.
There always has to be a reason for somebody to disappear.
Right. But police and investigations and
all I keep hearing is say it's, you know, an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. They're an adult. They can do what they want.
Right. And that ain't true.
They have a choice to walk off. But the problem with that is every human has a routine.
Creatures of habit.
Everyone has a routine. Mm-hmm. Everyone has
set schedule.
This thing that they always do. They always repeat. We have habits.
Yeah, it's period. Let's say creatures of habit, yeah.
So, if somebody says something's not right, then something probably isn't right.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with even people that necessarily that are in your life personally. Mm-hmm. It could be your neighbor. It could be somebody anybody. That just knows your patterns. Because everybody has a pattern. Everybody has a distinct pattern. You know, base pattern, I should say. Like, if you have a 9-to-5, if you have a job, if you're like, well, normally they're at home by this time. Normally, you know, women say it to men all the time. Where was you at? I'm like, what you mean? Well, you were supposed to be home. What do you mean I was supposed to be home? You know what time you get home every day. Don't play new with me now.
Even our neighbors know what we do. Yeah. Kind of creepy, but they do.
But, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's not a bad thing.
Because that's how I can keep an eye on, you know, my neighbors as well. So if something's out of the ordinary.
Or their children or their wives or their husbands. If somebody comes up missing. Like,
I can text them and say, hey, you know.
Everything all right?
Are you home? Because, like, that one time I had to text them because they weren't home. And I knew they were gone.
Yeah, our neighbors.
Yeah. And I knew they were gone. And every single light in the house was on.
Yeah. And there was another morning where I was like, the garage door was wide open. I was like, yo, like.
So
I went over there and I looked around and I was up for work early that morning, you know, 2:30 in the morning. You know, and I was looking. I'm like, man, what? That ain't them. That ain't how they get down. Like, what is going on, you know?
So, yeah, it's just, you know, always watch out for everybody.
Which is easier said than done, because everybody has their own, especially the pressures and the stress that everybody's living with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that going on.
And be a community. I mean, if somebody's missing, share it.
But there is a lot of communities out there, and the problem is, it depends on what community that you come from the lack of a better phrase, I should say, or I don't know how to come up with a better phrase for it, but people look down upon certain communities. People of power, people in those particular positions, that can make a difference. That can help a family in need.
Oh yeah.
And I hear that. And we're all in the same boat. Don't let me sound like that we live this elaborate lifestyle and shit, because that's not what. No.
If you're poor, they won't help you.
Middle class, they don't help you.
You got somebody missing.
Yep, middle class, they ain't helping you either. They're not going to help you. And I'm just going to circle it back around to what you were just saying about even law enforcement. Law enforcement get paid off and bought off too. Mm-hmm. Of course they do. I'm not saying they all do. Some of them maintain a certain level of integrity and stuff like that, especially with these body cams and shit on. They need to do more with that, by the way. But circling it back around to what I want to talk about with protecting your women and protecting your daughters, and not just your women and your daughters or your wives or your sisters or your aunts and uncles, and protect your family, period. But I want to center it specifically upon your wives and your daughters. Mm-hmm. Because more often than not, there's a lot of scenarios that happen, and a lot of times, and I'm me included, been guilty of just kind of brushing it off and laughing about it, because I expect, and maybe I'm wrong for this and how I'm getting ready to say it, but I'm going to say it, because I expect my women to conduct themselves a certain way, even if they do find themselves in a particular situation that may seem odd or creepy. Mm-hmm. Because I know how they get down. But at the same time, they're women.
Yep, it doesn't matter. It will happen. It will happen.
And I know that everybody is looking for, especially in this particular context of our conversation right now, with women against men and those particular situations of worrying about being abducted or worrying about being raped or being kidnapped or being assaulted or mm-hmm. any of the above. I understand there's women out there, and shout out to women that, you know, that are taking self-defense classes, women that are in jiu-jitsu, women that are in kickboxing, women that are out there on gun ranges learning how to shoot. Shout out to you guys. But a man is going to always overpower a woman physically. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
And it can happen in a blink.
Physiologically speaking, yes, it can happen that quick.
And I can tell you how I know this. Oh, dear.
Yeah, you can bring up that story.
I had a work trip. Mm-hmm. A work trip to L.A., and there was a big class of us, so it was quite a few of us that were staying in the hotel. Mm-hmm. From all over. It wasn't just from here. It was
all over the world, you know. Yeah.
So.
And of course, I wasn't there. I was here.
Yeah, he had to stay here with the kids.
Mm-hmm. I was taking care of the babies.
So I was in L.A. and a girl and I, we were sitting there by the bar. We wasn't at the bar, but we was by the bar. Well, the bartender didn't come over, so I went over there, and there was this gentleman sitting there.
What did he look like?
He was big, mm-hmm. Iranian, something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put you on blast.
You put predators blast.
Yeah. And I mean, he
Middle East maybe.
He yeah, worked yeah. out. He was big. Mm-hmm. And. I was just standing there. I wasn't sitting down. I wasn't going to sit down because I didn't know what was going on.
I know how you
move.
He
was like, yeah. He wanted to chit-chat, which didn't bother me any because she was just sitting there on the phone. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay. So I was just chit-chatting for a little bit. And then, of course, he was like, you like to smoke? And I'm like, well, everybody likes to smoke, right? You know,
this is coming from a straight Midwestern woman, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And how many years ago
if
was this now?
Somebody makes conversation with me. But, I'm going to make conversation.
But
back.
How many years ago was this now? This had to have been maybe about 8 years ago.
No, about oh.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, it was like 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So anyway,
time flies.
It does. Wow. So anyways, next thing I know. He grabs my belt loop, and he says, you're coming with me then, because I got some in the car. And he wasn't letting me go. And I was like, oh, shit, what do I do? So I looked back at her.
But pause right there. You were in the middle of panic.
Yeah, because the first thing that came out of my
mouth. You were just trying to be friendly, but you didn't know he was being predatory at first.
Because the first thing that came out of my mouth, and I said, excuse me, I don't go nowhere with strangers. My parents told me that. I'm like, oh no.
And man, we got to work on your defensive social skills.
I was like, oh.
And that was at the time, people. We're talking in retrospect.
So I was like, well, And I'm like, he wouldn't like. So I turned around and looked at her and got her looking at me. And so, I obviously shot her attention.
You got the surrounding around. You didn't want to cause a scene. But this motherfucker's grabbing my woman by the belt loop.
Obviously,
saying, you coming with me, I got some weed in the car.
Obviously, I gave her some kind of look.
That she knew.
That she was over there in a second. But he didn't care because he did not let go.
Well, you said he was a big dude. You can tell he worked out and stuff. And
She either messaged or called.
She was on the phone. She had your back.
Three other guys.
That was with you guys in that work trip.
In the area.
In that work trip.
They came down and they said, come on, we're going up to the room. You know, got me out of the situation. But I was like, motherfucker. I couldn't. There was nothing I could do.
There was plenty you could do, because I know how stupid you get. You want to stab bitches, but you couldn't stab him?
No, if he would have took me from that spot, on, I would have took that beer over his head, for starters, because I wasn't going to let it go.
There we go. There's my woman.
But at that blink, it was just like, what the fuck do you do? That complete panic, like, oh,
damn.
How do I get out of this situation before it gets bad? Because I don't like bad.
But it just alludes back to the fact that you said it happened that quickly.
It did. It happened that very quickly.
When you were like,
because it was just conversation and
then all of a sudden,
waiting for her to get off the phone, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the bartender, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then just bam.
Just that quick.
I was like, okay, no.
Well, good thing she had your back because, yeah, you would have spilled blood. And you know what? At that time, crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I was pissed off because she waited to tell me after the fact because I would have already been on a thoom.
Yes, he would have been. That's why I didn't tell him.
Why not?
Because of that.
Yeah, because you know how I get
was
busy.
Fine.
That's what, like, shit.
Nothing happened. And technically, he came back in with his weed and we stole his weed. And then we all bolted.
See, that's that bullshit.
That's a kid shit. That was fun.
That wasn't kid shit. That was just 8 years ago. We old.
We're still growing.
Oh, come on, man. But, I mean, I know it sounds funny now, but that was scary for me. I was fucking, you knew I was.
You.
I'm talking about for both of us. But you knew how fucking angry I was. And that's why you waited to tell me after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have already been at the airport already. I would have already been in the air.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's what I'm like. Don't worry about how I get to you. I got a whole lot of secrets in my back pocket and all kind of tricks for your ass to get to where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You never know what's happening.
Yeah. Is there anything that you ever reflected on or things that you experienced when you were young? Or friends that you've had when you were young?
I don't know. Not that I remember.
Not that you remember anything?
I can't. Mm-hmm, I don't know.
But it happens that quick, people.
It does.
It happens that quick. That's why I want to reiterate that point, especially on this particular episode of protecting your children and protecting your wives.
And see, the bad thing about that was if I was kidnapped or if he did take me, nobody would care. Nobody would have cared.
Are you kidding me? You are a white woman in America.
You know how many white women in America go missing and they don't care?
I know, babe. I know.
And that's the problem. Because you'd have two different jurisdictions. You'd have all this mess, and it would be just like, well, she probably just flew down here and found somebody and ran off. Yeah, that's what they would have said.
And you don't think I would have knew better than that? And I would have, you already know how, that's why you avoided even telling me in the first place. You know how tyrannical I would get.
It don't matter. I'd still be missing for 20 years.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get answers.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever's responsible, they going to get their fucking results too. That's just the way it is.
But that's how quick.
Yeah, that's how quick it happens. And I worry about our daughter all the time.
I know, because she's...
But, you know, when you're dealing with an 18-year-old, soon to be 19-year-old, they think they're grown, they think mm-hmm. they know the world, mm-hmm. they think they know mm-hmm. men, they think... parents out there, man.
Man.
Especially tough. Men. Protect mm-hmm. your wives and your daughters, man. Do the best you can with it. Of course, yeah, just because they're 18, they grown, that's true. From a legal standpoint. But you know your children. You know your wife.
So I said there's
always, you know your spouse. You know, and I'm not patterns. Just keeping it, you know, huh?
You know those patterns.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because a lot of these allegations and stuff that we've seen over the last, especially the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
From Cosby to Epstein to all this nasty bullshit. All this nasty bullshit. And make sure that your women and your children know, yo, always be on point. Fuck your phone. Quit walking down. Like I used to get onto our daughter, like, quit walking up and down the street with your looking down in your phone. Put the phone up when you're out in public, period. Put the phone up. Mm-hmm. If you're walking through a parking lot, if you just out in public or you're going shopping and stuff like, get off the fucking phone. The phone is the biggest distraction. The hugest distraction of anything. Because you're not aware of your surroundings. You're not even observing everything that's going on around you. Yeah, you're not paying attention. You just have to get that tweet off so bad. You just have to read this. You just have to send this fucking, you know, stupid selfie that don't mean shit. You just have to do that right now. Stay off the damn phone if you're in public. I'll give you a perfect example. This brother that I work with, he's one of those that try to creep up on people and, you know, just try to be funny and stuff like that. And he always tries with me. Always tries. He finally broke down one day and says, man, I can never sneak up on you. And I was like, why is that? Because you know me. I'm like, why? He said, because motherfucker, you always looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, I'm always looking around. Man, shit can hit the fan just like that.
I know, I sneak up on Anna every day. All I gotta do is walk in the door. Oh, you scared me. I'm like, really? Yeah. Toby's been waiting at the door for me.
Really? He didn't alert you? With his arp, arp, arp. Even though he might be barking at the corner, he can still hear. Even though he's blind.
Oh my God, that little poor shit. Oh my Lord.
Before you go into that. I want to go ahead and close this point out, though.
Okay.
Well, protecting your wives and protecting your daughters. Because I'm going to give a brief story, too, of something that happened to me. I was living in an apartment. I had just moved into this apartment at the time. I went through my divorce with my ex-wife and stuff. And I was laying there one night. And I had to work overtime that next morning. And it was late. And I was tired. I'm like, what is it? Because I lived in a bottom floor of an apartment complex. And this was the next level up, right above me. And I'm like, what is all that commotion? What is all that noise? I'm like, did I just... And you know me, I like wearing headphones and stuff too. And I'm listening to something and then I take them off and get ready for bed mm-hmm. and stuff. And I hear like some blood-curdling screams. And I was like, man, am I tripping? So I snatched my headphones off. And I waited for like 2-3 minutes, didn't hear nothing. I'm like... oh, I must be tripping. Not even 30 seconds later, once I put my headphones back on, I hear more commotion and just like loud thumps and just thumps and screaming and stuff. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? So I had to be nosy at that point because I'm like, I can't sleep. It don't sound like some fucking at all. That's supposed to be funny.
I bet it wasn't.
No. And I don't care if it was. Like, man, tone that shit down. So I walk out into the hallway because it's one of those type of apartment complexes where it's inside entry. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, your own individual entry and stuff like that. People know what I'm talking about. And I walk out into the hallway and I'm contemplating going up the stairs up to the next level. And I'm like, man, what is going on? I hear all this screaming and stuff. And I go up there and I stand at the edge of the steps and I just kind of look at the, because you can hear where the noises and all the commotion is coming from. And I'm just like, damn, man, what the fuck is going on in there, man? Is this woman getting her ass whooped? by some dude or something. I don't know what's going on. And all I keep hearing now at this point, because I got closer to really hear what was going on, she's like, please, just don't do this. Don't do this. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, no, man. Am I really in the middle of the situation? Should I just go put my headphones back on and go back to bed and act like nothing's going on? But I couldn't do that. So my ninja ass, even at that time, went back down the stairs, went outside onto my little balcony, even though it's not technically a balcony, but it is a balcony if you're on the ground floor. I climbed up on my balcony, jumped up to the next balcony, grabbed onto it, and did a pull up to look over, you know, because of sliding glass doors. Mm-hmm. I pulled myself up and I looked, and I just see this dude just wailing the fuck out of her. And I see him slam her through. I mean, the way the layout was, I could tell it was a bedroom door. And I was like, fuck. Mm-mm-mm. So I dropped myself down, went back down, grabbed my phone, called 911, said, yo, I think there's a domestic dispute going on, and this is the address, blah, 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 blah. Come check it out. Fast forwarding, I got into a confrontation with the dude because I went and banged on the door. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on, man? And this motherfucker opened the door, and I could tell he was drunk as fuck. I could tell, you know, he was coked out. I could tell he was. I could tell he just wasn't there. I could tell. He was a pit bull, too. Don't get it twisted. He was a pit bull motherfucker. And I was like, oh, shit, he's ready to fucking attack me now, because now he knows that I know. He don't know that I called the cops, because I didn't say anything about calling the damn cops. Dude rushes me. I did what I had to do. Pinned him down. Knocked him out first, and then pinned him down and just left him, you know, and held him there until the cops showed up. Cops showed up. Fast forward it even more. Cops showed up, took him away, locked him up, and, you know, the woman was saying, thank you, I really appreciate it. I mean, he's really a good dude at heart, and all these other things. I'm like, so I already know how this story is going to go. So I'm basically, and I didn't want to feel like this, but at the time, I felt like I'm wasting my time, but you invoked me to have to involve myself, because I know everybody else in this complex had to hear what the fuck is going on. I know everybody has to. Because it was that loud. It was that much of a commotion going on. But she was like, thank you so much. And, you know, they had. And then what killed me was a little, maybe 4 or 5 year old girl comes out of her bedroom. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. In front of the baby, bro. In front of the baby. Mm-mm-mm. The next day, she tries to bring me food and stuff like that, and say, thank you so much. Like, I really needed that, and you really helped me out. And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Just, it's fine. Because in my head, in the world that I came from, I knew what it was getting ready to be. Literally the next day after that. Before that, she was like, yeah, I'm moving. I'm moving out of this. I'm going to go stay, you know, whatever. I'm going to go do this and go do that. I'm like, oh, well, that's good. That's good. You know, you need to take care of your child. Take care of your daughter. You know, that's number one. That's most important. It's unfortunate that. And she was bruised up. She was beat up. She was beat up. And literally that next day, as she was moving her stuff out, guess who's in the car? Him. And all I did was just stand there at the end of the little stoop, the little stairway, and I just shook my head at her. I'm like, after all of that? Mm-hmm. After all
they
of that.
They say it takes about 7 times leaving to finally really actually leave.
Yeah. But it was unfortunate to me. And the daughter was sitting in the back seat, you know, looking devastated. And she looked at me, because when she pulled up, she didn't see me sitting there. And she was smiling and talking about something with her lumped up face, looking all fucked up. And when she looked up, because he seen me first, and he put his head down. He put his head down immediately like, oh, shit, it's that motherfucker again. And when she looked up, she immediately, her whole fucking countenance just dropped to the fucking floor, and she couldn't look at me either.
Yeah, because she knows that's wrong.
And I was just like, God damn. And all I could do was just look at that little baby in the back seat with tears in her eyes. Because that's the barometer. Mm-hmm. It was messed up.
Yeah.
I could have died. I could have got stabbed. I don't know what the fuck was going on with this motherfucker at the time. So it's up to you at the same time, too, mm-hmm. when it comes to abuse and a domestic situation like that, to make those changes. Don't put somebody else in harm's way if you're not actually ready to make that transition towards ultimately a better situation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much money that motherfucker makes, how good he looks, whatever. None of that shit matters at the end of the day. It's about your health and the safety of not only yourself, but most importantly, your children. Yep. So women out here, be strong, man. Stay mm-hmm. strong, because I know there's a lot of dudes out here going through a lot of stresses and a lot of pressures, and we all going through a lot of stresses and pressures, but that's not the way to go about it, and you can't accept that shit, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's verbally. You can't accept that. Mm-mm. You can't do it.
Nope.
I know I got a little heavy, mm-hmm. but I really value our relationship. I really value what our daughter is out here doing and who she's having relationships with and stuff like that. I value the women in my life. I really hope and pray that you guys also listen to your man sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I don't think you should go over there. I don't think you should be talking to this motherfucker. I don't think you should be hanging out with her. I don't think you should listen to him, especially if you know he's not coming from a jealous nature. But even sometimes, that's even a blessing in disguise, too, if he's being a little jealous about something because he's picking up on something. Now, I'm not the jealous type when it comes to stuff like that. But you just got to be cognizant, man. You got to be aware. You got to be able to know what's right and what's wrong. And you got to be able to know where your family is at all times. You just have to know where they're at. Now, granted, if you're dealing with teenagers and young adults, they're not going to always tell you the truth. Now, if you're dealing with a spouse that's being, you know, in the middle of an infidelity situation or something like that, they're not going to always tell the truth either. That's not your fault, though, because a lot of people carry around that fault when something does happen or somebody comes up missing. They carry that fault. Now, not necessarily, especially if they're not telling you the truth about where they're at and their whereabouts or who they're associating with. You can't let that ride, man. But I'm not saying be overbearing and act like you a fucking rent-a-cop, but because people are adults and people are going to make their own decisions. But just be aware. Just always be aware. Anything you want to add to that, babe?
No, I think you did pretty good.
I hope I did.
I think so.
Because I did. I went down a whole damn rabbit hole. Yep. Of a lot of information right there. But a lot of this stuff is just common sense and a lot of things that people are living with. But people go missing every day. People's children go missing. Daughters go missing. Sons go missing. It's nasty out here, man.
It is very sad.
So don't be too busy in your own life to even make your kids call you if they don't talk to you as much. Be that annoying parent. They annoyed you all these years. You might as well annoy them right back. Mm-hmm. Annoy them right back. What you doing? You know me. That's my two words. You doing.
Yep.
You doing. And they know what it mean. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we're getting ready to take our mid-season break.
All right.
A lot of things that we're looking forward to doing this fall. Getting mm-hmm. our garden ready to go.
Yep.
Get ready to grow some other things, starting that GHK yes. podcast. There's a lot of things that we're going to take a time out to focus on. And there's some, you know, personal life situations that we need to make sure everything's going to be okay. We got to make sure all our ducks is in a row, just like everybody else right now.
Yeah.
Just making sure, just in case shit gets a little worse, just in case things get, you know, everybody knows what's going on. Because we're all in the yeah. same boat called planet Earth.
Because obviously we're infested here.
Man. Major metropolitan cities got hit the worst because there's more people there. Mm-hmm. And the rest of this country hasn't been hit that hard yet. That's why the second wave is going to be interesting.
We are in the second wave, aren't we?
Nah.
I don't know what we're in.
Going with the flow. That's just speculation. But we definitely appreciate everybody that checks us out each and every week. Like I said, we're going to take a brief time out. If you want to keep up with us too and reach out to us, you can read in our description how to reach out to us. But we're most active on our Instagram pages, so check us out on our Instagram pages. Thank you for all the new followers. We definitely appreciate everything that you share with us too. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here, honey, for a little bit? And we're not going to leave everybody hanging, because I'm going to do some highlight episodes in between while we're out. We're going to go back and revisit some of the funny conversations and maybe not so funny moments on our podcast that people could listen to and check out.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
What do you want to tell people before we roll? Before they don't hear our voices.
Go meditate.
Oh, go meditate.
Just go meditate. Rejuvenate. And face the days. Strong as you can.
Yep. She's talking to me, y'all. Yep.
You got this, honey. You got it.
You do, too.
I know.
Yeah, be there for one another. That's what I want to leave everybody with before we take this break. Be there for one another. It's stressful. There's a lot of things going on out here with everybody right now. It's stressful. It could be a mental mind fuck.
It doesn't take much to be kind. Not at all.
Where the hell did that even come from with where I was going with that?
I don't know.
Does it take much to be kind? You talking about everybody else be kind with everybody?
Yeah.
People Unless you're not wearing a mask, you better punch them in the nose.
People don't need to be mean.
Yeah, that's true. Because everybody's under a lot of stress and a lot of pressures right now.
To be mean.
Yep.
So just be kind.
Yep. And be understanding, most importantly, too. Because everybody's different.
Because I'm going to have to rush. And please be understanding that I'll probably cut you off. So, see? That's what I hope.
What?
I gotta go.
I know you gotta go. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. And we will be back soon. Follow us on our Instagram page to keep up with us.
Bye.
Deuces. Don't cut me off. Your grandpa will be all right.
He's probably laying it. I've been awake since 2. Whatever. No, you haven't.
He's going to butter it up. He's going to dial it up a little bit.
Probably.
That's what he does. You get it from him.
He just starts hitting me. And I'm like, why are you hitting me? That's a CD too.